here's a story from The World.
The worldwide death toll from COVID-19 is approaching 2 million people. Here in the U.S. alone, around 375,000 people have died from it. Nearly as many American service members were killed in World War II. And yet, as thousands more die each day from the virus, life continues on for many people as if they are not affected. Paul Slovic is a professor of psychology at the University of Oregon and calls these circumstances psychic numbing. When he spoke with my colleague Carol Hill, Slovic explained we humans struggle to get emotional about numbers.
Our feelings are strongly engaged when there's one person in danger. I mean, we will risk our life to rescue a person nearby who's in danger of dying. But as the numbers increase, we can't make that same emotional connection to the people beneath the surface of the numbers. And so if two people are in danger, it doesn't feel twice as serious as one. It may feel a bit more serious or the same or maybe even less serious.
Is it because you can't kind of identify and see and connect emotionally with a particular person? Or is it because somehow your brain calculates if there's more than one or many, I can't possibly save those people?
In part, when there are a lot of people at risk, it can trigger this sense of inefficacy. As you say, you know, there's so many at risk, I can't do it all. And what we've learned there as well is that our feelings deceive us. That's because, you know, we help others first because they need our help. Second, we feel good about helping them. And if your attention is drawn to the fact that there's other people that you can't help, it doesn't feel as good. And so then you may not even help.
How are you seeing this kind of psychic numbness around this pandemic?
What we see is that, you know, every day there are reports, the latest statistics come out. So how many new cases, how many new deaths, and so forth. When the new totals come in, you won't feel any different, you know, when another 2,000 or 3,000 people are added to this large number. It's just a statistic. There's a saying, statistics are human beings with the tears dried off. What we know is that you need those tears. You need those tears to motivate action.
Now that we're in the middle of this pandemic, things aren't going so well. Lots of people are still dying. We're waiting for vaccines. We're still sitting and living in the middle of a crisis. How do we counteract these psychological tendencies to kind of tune out or not have the empathy we should?
So what we need to do is pause, look at the statistics, look at the data, listen to the experts who are thinking slowly and do understand the magnitude of this crisis, and try to imagine the individual lives beneath the surface of these statistics. We also have to recognize that some of the things that the experts are recommending as important at this time, like wearing masks, socially distancing, these things are very difficult for people to maintain over time. And that's where another psychological principle comes into play that kind of gives us problems here. And that's what we call reinforcement. That is, we don't feel an immediate reward for wearing a mask, but we feel an immediate cost. The mask is uncomfortable. Social distancing keeps us from doing things we like to do. So we feel the cost and not the benefit. You don't see that you're, you know, whether you're protecting someone or you're being protected from them. So it has to be a coordinated dance between the scientists, government, and people with their weird psychology. We have another saying called the more who die, the less we care, when we're relying on our feelings. And that is a perverse arithmetic that we have to recognize within us, and we have to set up regulations and listen to experts in order to overcome that.
We were hearing there from Paul Slovic, a professor of psychology at the University of Oregon. He was speaking with my colleague, Carol Hills.